Today's show is brought to you by Tee It Up for the Troops. Divots can be replaced, freedom cannot.
There's a lot of nonprofit organizations out there.
Not like the Ace Train Show.
I don't care if it sounds crazy and has a brain injury. He is funny as
fuck. Ace Train Show has to be my favorite show.
You're listening
of all time.
To the Ace Train Show.
We're in the business to make dreams come true.
Thank you to all the vets out there.
The Ace Train Show.
I've seen a lot of stuff in my life, but that was awesome.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
All right, broadcasting from the Railhead Station Studios here in colorful Colorado. It is a special edition, or I should say another edition of the Ace Train Show, where here our mission is to show the veterans and our men and women all over the world that there are more programs out there beyond the VA. My name's Ace Train. Thanks for riding with me today. Remember, before we get started, you can join along and with us by going to mbradio.us. That's MikeBravoRadio.us, and we're in the lounge. Or you can simply download the MBR mobile app through the App Store or Play Store, depending on whichever device that you have, iPhone or Android. Today's show is taped live, and we will rerun same time, same bat channel, Friday. And if you, Kate, in case you missed it, I'm all tongue-tied today. In case you missed anything that I just said, go ahead and check us out at our Facebook page, at H Train Show. We will replay this Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on irnbroadcast.com. For more information, or if you missed anything, check us out in our Facebook page. Today's interview of the week is none other than my best friend. He was voted U.S. Paralympic Sochi's flag bearer, U.S. retired Marine John Lujan. He is a spokesperson for Semper Fi Fun and the new program that they just came out with about 2 years ago, I think now, America's Fun. Along with this is Transition Troop of the Week, and that is Luke Johnson for this week. Our tribute of the troop is David Broad, or David Board. I butcher names, what can I say? He is the latest soldier that died this last week in Afghanistan. Danny Ray from the Danny Ray Show is going to speak more on that. And remember, as always, at the last 2 minutes of the show, we will preview who we have on next week, and we will explain what we learned today in today's episode. Well, without further ado, with all that being said, let's get started. We're still working on the imagery for the sponsor of what we call the community calendar, and we're going to go ahead and read off those announcements now. If you have an event or a nonprofit announcement that you would like to make, you can simply send that email to me at htrainshow@mbradio.us. Once again, that's MikeBravoRadio.us. And I will read them on our show until the event happens. Our first event that we're going to talk about is coming up very shortly, and that is this Friday. Operation Trooper Appreciation is holding Stars and Stripes and Songs this Friday at 6 o'clock p.m. to 11 o'clock p.m. This event is in Pennsylvania, West Mifflin to be exact. The address is Mulligan's, must be a bar or grill, 1013 Lebanon Road. Live music featuring Dwayne Lewis. It looks like Dwayne Lewis II. 50-50 drawing and gift basket raffles. All proceeds benefit Operation Troop Appreciation. For information, or if you want to contact them, go to www.operationtroopappreciation.org or just Google it. Next event that's coming up, this is a little bit later in the month, August 28th, 2017. Adaptive Adventures is holding a golf gathering memorial for Greg Riley. This happens every single year. This is being held at the Ranch Country Club. Shotgun starts at 11 a.m. 1187 Tijon Street, right here in Westminster, Colorado, 80234, $175 individual player, $650 for foursome. This golf gathering is held in memory of Greg Riley, a devoted friend, a free spirit who passed away in 1997. We honor Greg and keep his memory alive through the gathering that raises funds for Adaptive Adventures, an organization that embodies the spirit and the sense of adventure. Greg touched many lives and was loved by all who knew them. If you, by chance, have any questions, you can go to the website www.adaptiveadventures.org for more details. Last community event that's coming up. If you own a motorcycle and you just love poker runs, check out the third annual Private Daniel Tapp Memorial Support a Warrior Poker Fund, September 9th, 2017, at the Platte River Bar and Grill at 5995 South Santa Fe Drive, Littleton, Colorado, 80120. It features free breakfast burritos. Proceeds go to veteran charities. So some of the stops include the Platte Grill, G.I. Joe Grill, Waterton Tavern, Cold Beer and Burgers Grill, and Cowboy Up 2017 Kiowa. It is $20 per person. All vehicles are welcome, so if you don't have a bike, you're more than welcome to drive a truck. I did for nearly 3 years. And if you have any questions or want any more information, you can go to www.bov.org. And if you're coming up to a no ends on that one, you can also just simply get the info off of our Facebook or messages right here on the H Train Show. All right, everybody, this is coming in a little bit late, but hey, at least we're getting it out today, August 7th at 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. It starts in 4 hours. Cross Four Losses. It is in Florence, Colorado, 81226. Our dear friend Kim Woth is in the hospital facing critical medical challenges. We are collecting donations to help ease the burden in these troubling times for her and her family. Any donations and prayers are received humbly and gratefully. All donations, 100%, goes to Kim's family. You can find out more if I'm pretty sure if you Google Crosses for Losses. And if you want more information, you can do it by PayPal. If you want more information, Facebook us at H Train Show, and we will direct you in that. But I wanted to get that real quick. That starts today at 8 p.m. and ends at 11 p.m. That is Mountain Standard Time. So, with that being said, on to all right, so that's the community calendar. We have a lot of stuff going up, and I tell you what, I am very, very proud and very excited. Every single year so far, I have had the opportunity and very blessed with the having the opportunity. I'm taking 10 veterans to the Denver Broncos here, Colorado. And we are going to go meet the Broncos tomorrow. The nonprofit that we're showcasing this year for it is Project Sanctuary. This could not be done without the efforts of professional two-time Super Bowl champion athlete Brandon Stokely. And, of course, Judy Ann Asantina. I don't think I'll ever be able to get last names right. She is from Pro Links, so we want to tell her thank you so much. It's just one of those things that the H-Train Show has been very, very privileged to do. And, you know, I tell you, all warriors have a rough time. And I spoke to a warrior yesterday, and it doesn't matter if it was combat or if it was just life. And I spoke to that warrior, and that person told me that they really needed this. And I'm so glad that I reached out and said, hey, do you want to be slotted for that? Because so many times, wounded warriors, they commit suicide, I think, because they don't have anything to look forward to. Some warriors go day and day needing something, some kind of a goal to work towards. And let's face it, in today's society, even civilians have a hard time of focusing on the bigger picture, and that's tomorrow. With that being said, everybody, we're going to go on a music break. And when we come back off that music break, we're going to talk to John Lujan, who is the spokesperson for the Semper Fi Fund. And the next two songs that have been provided by Trap Design, Michael Johnson, we're going to be playing the Linkin Park because of the recent... we're going to be playing Linkin Park because of the recent suicide to honor Chris Chester, who the world lost to this week. So whatever you do, you've been listening to the H-Train Show right here on Military Brotherhood Radio, Radio with a Reason. Stay tuned. We're going to be listening to In the End, Linkin Park, Numb at Linkin Park. And when we come back, we're going to find out about Team Semper Fi and America Fund. So whatever you do, stay with us. Don't go away.
It starts with one thing. I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind. I'm designed this rhyme to explain in due time. All I know, time is a valuable thing. Watch it fly by as the pendulum swings. Watch it count down to the end of the day. The clock takes life away. It's so unreal. Didn't look out below. Watch the time go right out the window. Trying to hold on to, didn't even know. I wasted it all just to watch you go. I kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to be will eventually be a memory of a time I tried so hard and got so far. Try. Keep that in mind. I designed this rhyme to remind myself how I tried so hard. In spite of the way you were mocking me, acting like I was part of your property, remembering all the times you fought with me, I'm surprised it got so. Things aren't the way they were before. You wouldn't even recognize me anymore. Not that you knew me back then, but it all comes back to me in the end. You kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. To me will eventually be a memory of a time when I tried so hard and got so far, but in the end it
Hi, my name is Carl Monger. I'm the executive director of Gallant View, and you are listening to the H-Train Show.
Today's interview of the week is sponsored by Laura Errico, president of Laura Errico Public Relations, LLC.
And we're back. You're listening to the H Train Show right here on Military Brotherhood Radio. And one of the interview, or I should say the nonprofit of the week, we've been wanting to get this nonprofit on for so long, but because they're so undermanned, because they don't intake a whole lot of money. They disperse it more than they take in. It is none other than Team Semper Fi Fund. And I just found out that my best friend, he is kind of like a self-contractor with them. He's very involved with them. He helps out. And he was also my Paralympic partner as well in the games in Sochi. John, thanks for being on the line with us. We appreciate it. I know you're extremely busy.
Yeah, thanks for having us, man. It's a pleasure.
So, John, tell us briefly, who is John Lujan and what got you started with this journey with Team Semper Fi?
I was injured in Iraq in, 2003, quite a long time ago. And I got involved with them. Just they helped me with a lot of my training and a lot of my rehab and things like that. And the fund actually just hit its 13th year. And in those 13 years, they've dispersed more than $150 million in grants and whatnot to service members.
Wow, that's amazing. And, I don't know if it's been a year or 2 years, but they've got a program now that not only deals with the Marines, but it deals with the Army. It's called America's Fund. Can you briefly describe and tell us a little bit about that program?
Yeah, like the founder of the Semper Fi Fund, Karen, realized that we weren't taking care of all branches, and so she wanted to take care of all the services. And so she started America's Fund so that we ensured that we took care of all branches, not just the Marines. So pretty cool of her to do that. And, we're pretty proud of where we've come and what we've done. And it's been pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing that there's so many nonprofits out there that are doing the right thing. But it seems like the nonprofits that are doing the wrong thing, they're given the bad name for those that are doing the right thing. And that's the reason why I created this little show, is number one, show the veterans that there's not just two nonprofits out there. There's a bunch. And I want the community to feel comfortable in donating and giving to these nonprofits that we endorse so that they know they're not paying for a cabin on the lake for their CEO. So that's the biggest reason why we're doing what we're doing. So we talked about the programs. Is there some programs that are coming up on with Team Semper Fi that a lot of people don't know about? The American Fund.
There's a ton of different things that we do annually, all kinds of things. Any sporting event you can think of, we try to support. You can go to the SemperFiFund.org website and click on the Team Semper Fi link, and it'll tell you all the upcoming events that are going on in the calendar. And, I always tell people to vet any organization that they want to donate to. And, if you go to Charity Navigator, Semper Fi Fund has a four-star rating. So, it's a legit organization, and a lot of the money that we take in is given back to the service members. So, we're pretty proud of that.
So Semper Fi Fund, they deal a lot with, I could call it rehabilitation financial assistance. Is there any other programs that they deal with? Building homes?
They they're willing to help with whatever people's needs are, depending on, you know, it's all circumstance based, and you've got to fill out the paperwork and get a caseworker and go about it the correct way. But, you know, they're pretty good about helping with most needs. I can't describe every single thing that they do, but yeah, they're, you know, they help with home renovations and things like that. And they help with immediate needs, like people that are in the hospital and, you know, families and all kinds of stuff. So
it definitely sounds like a one-stop shop today.
Yeah, I feel like it is. You know, they're pretty good to their people, and the main goal is to actually just take care of people.
And you do not have to be a Marine to get help from the Team Semper Fi. They help every service member now, correct?
All branches, yep.
All branches are helped. Now, is there a certain classification? Like, if somebody just wants to get help with some PTSD, they have some issues, is it a case-by-case scenario, or what will they help them no matter what the injury?
They're pretty strict on how they vet people, and you have to fill out an application, and a caseworker will contact you, and they'll determine if you meet the need and if you qualify for it. But, you know, most people that were injured in Iraq and Afghanistan would qualify. But, you know, I can't say 100% for sure. It's all on a case-by-case basis.
Okay, and tell us, John, is there any events or fundraisers that are coming up anytime soon that you would like our listeners to keep in mind, to look out for?
You know, like the next thing that I know that's coming up is, I think it's actually happening right now, is a whitewater rafting trip. And then there's rock climbing and triathlons and kayaking and golf. And, you know, it's just that there's a whole plethora of things that are coming up. I'm not sure about the fundraisers. I deal more on the program side as far as helping with events. So, you know, the next thing I have is a fly fishing thing in August. We're going to take some guys and gals out to fly fishing in Montana.
Okay, outstanding. Well, I tell you what, I will read this so that my listeners know. And we really appreciate you coming on the show. The mission is crucial and it's clear. Semper Fi Fund provides immediate financial assistance and lifetime support to post 9/11 wounded, critically ill, and injured members of all branches of the U.S. Armed Forces, and their families, ensuring that they have the resources they need during the recovery and transition back to their communities. Since establishing the Team Semper Fi Fund in 2004, we've issued 140,000 grants, totaling more than $150 million in assistance to over 18,700 of our heroes and their families. It just sounds like a great organization. Like John says, they've got so much going on all the time. It's hard to pick and choose. So go to Semper Fi. It's that easy. If you have a hard time, Google it. SemperFiFund.org. Go on there. Donate. If you don't have the money, donate your time. You know, meet a soldier, meet a veteran. It might change your life. I know that I've changed lives. John's changed lives. Before I let you go, John, once again, I want to say thank you so much for coming on and talking a little bit about Team Semper Fi. They wanted to be on. I talked to a Wendy, and they wanted to be on, but they said that they were just so undermanned that they wasn't being able to send somebody. So I really appreciate you taking the time for me.
Yeah, it's my pleasure.
My last question to you is, on this show, I call it your time to shine. Maybe I didn't ask you the right question, or I didn't set you up for the right answer. Is there something that you would like to add for our listeners? Maybe something that will really burn in the back of their mind for, you know, a couple of days, make them think. Is there anything that you would like to add? This is your time to shine.
No, I think the statement that you read pretty much covers it all. You know, I think the thing that I'm proud of is that, you know, it's been around for 13 years and it's helped so many people. And, you know, the goal of it is to continue for a lifetime and not just, you know, while their wars are going on. So, you know, it's a pretty cool organization.
All right. Awesome. Okay. Well, I'm going to talk to you on the other side. And when we come back, we're going to go on music break. And when we come back, you know what time it is. It's transition troop time. This was John Lujan, Marine for Semper Fi Fund. All right, everyone. Like I said, we're going to go on a music break. And when we come back, transition troop. But the song selection that we got is Audio Slave, I Am the Highway, and Soundgarden Fell on Black Days. So whatever you do, stay with us. You're listening to the H-Train Show right here on Military Brotherhood Radio. Radio with a reason.
Simon. I'm a magistrate judge from Dayton, Ohio, in the federal court system, and you're listening to the H-Train Show.
Sponsored by Bel Air Cases.
Bel Air Cases.
All right, once again, you're listening to the H Train Show right here on Military Brotherhood Radio. And on our line today, with our transition troop of the week is Luke Johnson. Now, Luke won't say this, but I'll go ahead and say this. This guy is a genius when it comes to motorcycle mechanics. He's the one that created the adaptive shifter that was on my bike, and that's the reason why I'm able to ride my motorcycle today. And Luke agreed to come on real quick and talk about his story, his transition from the military to the civilian life, in hopes that it will give some tips and suggestions to help other veterans today transitioning. Luke, thanks for coming on show. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Joel, for having me. I appreciate you having me today.
Awesome. So go ahead, Luke, and I'm going to give you the floor and tell a little bit about yourself and your transition and, you know, give some tips or suggestions to my veteran listeners.
Cool, man. Well, I transitioned out of the Army in 1999. It's been quite a road since then. I will say that. I initially got out and went to work for an electrical distributor and just started working when I got out to try to get myself back into feeling some purpose. I think that one thing that I haven't always taken as much advantage of as I should is a lot of the VA benefits that are out there. But, you know, a VA home loan has definitely been something that's helped me out through transitioning to civilian normal life, I guess, if you will. And I would say that my GI Bill and college fund were definitely things that helped me as well, and to give me some more things to do. I think that oftentimes in transition, we find that it's really difficult to find something to do with yourself. You just have so much purpose and direction and structure, you know, when you're enlisted or even if you're in an officer's position or whatever, any veteran, you know, when you're in that role, you have a very distinct purpose and direction in life. And when you get out, it kind of feels like a little bit of a free fall for a while. And all I can say is, you know, I think veterans just need to remember to keep their heads up, you know, keep the chin up. There's a lot out there, and, you know, find things that you enjoy doing. You know, for me, it's always been riding motorcycles and turning wrenches and, you know, building things. And those are things that I have, you know, some passion for in my life and have given me the ability to kind of feel better about transitioning out of the military. So I think that a lot of veterans just need to really just believe in themselves and find something they enjoy doing and get out there and do it, man. Just do it, you know, gosh, I guess that's really the way that I was able to move from, you know, military lifestyle to civilian lifestyle and feel happy and comfortable. And, you know, I've got a great family and family means everything to me. So really that's another piece of the puzzle is, you know, making sure that you stay in contact with your family and give them all you are and talk to them, you know, communicate, because, they might not always completely understand the things that you're going through, but the ear to listen to is oftentimes all we need to know that we've got people to lean on. So I guess that's probably all I got to say about that.
You sound like Forrest Gump with that. That's all I got to say about that. But, you know, you was talking about how you utilize the services for, like, the Montgomery GI Bill and stuff. How did you do that? Did you go through an organization? Did you go by trial and error? Did you go through a VSO? How did you go through that?
Really, I contacted the financial folks at the college that I planned to attend, and they put me right in contact with the right people at the VA to submit any paperwork. And I mean, to be quite honest, it was, you know, just like a lot of things, I think that you find that sometimes it's not as quick as you might hope that it is, but if you take your time and you do it right and you're persistent and you'll get through the system, you know. It really wasn't that bad. It wasn't very painful at all. I mean, it did take, you know, a little bit of time for the benefits to kick in, but once they did, you know, it really helped me to be able to pay for some college education.
All right. That sounds great, Luke. And, you know, once again, thank you so much for coming on the show. I know so many veterans today, you know, I mean, even you told me, well, you know, I fell on my face a couple of times. I wouldn't consider myself a transition success. And my answer to that is, you know, veterans today, whatever helps them get another day, that in itself is success. It doesn't matter if you deployed or if you didn't deploy, because we all or fighting society, especially with, you know, all the social media stuff going on. I mean, of all people, you have kids. You understand that, you know, if they get made fun of at school, that stuff doesn't stop. That stuff comes home as well, because social media is everywhere. And I find that your environment, your character is really pegged considerably this, and you know, this decade, because of social media. So you coming on the show and talking about your success and talking about what veterans can do to, you know, it's kind of like Sheldon finding your spot on the couch. I really appreciate it. And to me, that definitely is a hero, somebody that gives themselves or gives their suggestions and tips to help somebody else. So, ladies and gentlemen, that is our transition troop, Luke Johnson. All right, everyone, so it is that time. We're going to jump right to Danny Ray. Danny Ray is going to do our reading. It is time for Tribute to Troops.
Tribute to Troops, sponsored by Custom Paint and Body by Trek Design.
This is an MBR moment of heroism.
Sir, I don't know how to tell this story.
Well, you got to, Joe. You tell the American people what these men did here. You tell them how my troopers died.
Hey folks, Danny Ray here, Wild and Woolly Wednesdays, doing Tribute to the Troops. The Department of Defense announced today the death of an airman who was supporting Operation Inherent Resolve. Tech Sergeant David Board, 49, of Barboursville, West Virginia, died August 2nd, 2017, in Kuwait in a non-combat related incident while deployed in support of combat operations. He was assigned to the 130th Airlift Wing at McLaughlin Air National Guard Base, West Virginia. And that is our tribute to the troops.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, Danny Ray, thank you so much for reading that. We appreciate it. If you didn't already know, you're listening to the Ace Train Show right here on Military Brotherhood Radio. And it is that time that our program's getting ready to close. And in fact, we're going to go on a music break. And when we come back, it's the two-minute warning. A two-minute warning where we preview who we have next week and we talk about what we learned. And that music break that we're going to is Temple of the Dog, Hunger Strike. So, whatever you do, stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to the Ace Train Show right here on Military Brotherhood Radio. Radio with a reason.
Hey, this is Jesse James Dupree from Jackal, and you are listening to the H-Train Show, so crank it up.
All right, we're back. And if you didn't know, you're listening to the H-Train Show right here on Military Brotherhood Radio. And it's that time, everybody. It is time for the two-minute warning.
Five, four, three, two, one. We have ignition. Strap in.
It's the two-minute warning.
Two-minute warning.
What we learned today.
Are you not entertained? Are you not?
Sponsored by Common Ground Golf Course in Colorado, a place for all and all the game teaches.
So, who we're talking to next week is it's an organization that we talked to about 3 years ago, right when we first started this. They're called Operation Troop Appreciation. We'll be talking to Monica Arco. And yes, I'm sure that I mispronounced her last name. I butcher everybody's last name. But that's beside the point. It's a great nonprofit that deals with care packages. And they've got some new programs that they just came up with, that they just grew. So you want to make sure that you tune in next Monday to hear that live interview as well. So in this program, I talk about what I've learned throughout the episode. And, you know, we've heard that Team Semper Fi does this stuff with not only Marines, but with all nonprofits, you know, do the events. We heard that, you know, from Luke Johnson that was talking about how, you know, kind of find your spot in life. And one thing that I've found out this whole week, and I don't know if it's so much I've learned this program or if it's I've learned this week, is that, you know, there's a lot of suicides out there. And, you know, one of the reasons why I conduct the NFL meet and greet here in Colorado, it's something to keep us veterans busy, something to look forward to, you know. And I tell you, I'm not gonna stereotype. I'm just gonna throw this out there, and there might be some people that are upset, but you know, because I have a service dog and I've noticed the different attitude towards when I had a visual injury versus the non-visual injury, it seems that visual injury veterans, they get looked at a lot more, you know, to do events, to go places. And, you know, one of those, I think it's because, you know, the nonprofits, they want people to feel good about donating, you know, the slots or donating that money, you know, that people can see. Another reason, I think, is because people are unweary of, you know, since we got these visible, the invisible wounds, people are weary. Is this veteran faking or is this veteran not faking? But I can tell you right now that a person with traumatic brain injury that might stutter or might have a hard time searching for those words to describe something, or has the lack of social skills compared to somebody that's an amputee or somebody that has a service dog, I guarantee you that the individual that has the visual injury, it's going to get a lot more help and a first look compared to those with invisible wounds. How do we fix this? Is it Is it a thing with nonprofits, with organization, or is it a way that today's society, the way that we look at it, or is there something that we need to do more? We have a lot of suicides, and I'm telling you that strikes me to the point where I want to help I want to help everybody. I want to end this whole 22 number. I want to help and end it completely. But how do we end it? You tell me. You answer my question. I stay here on the show for an hour every week, and you know, I give my opinion, but what's your opinion? You don't need to be defensive. I'm asking your opinion. How do we fix it? The throwing money at it isn't doing anything. And the other question is, do we want to fix it, or are we helping the VA cure the national debt by allowing our veterans to die? Some tough questions to think about, to ponder this week. Send me an email. Tell me what you think. htrainshow@mbradio.us. And I'm going to leave you with that final thought for sure. And with that being said, we're going to end the show. So, once again, thank you so much for tuning in. You've been listening to the H Train Show right here on Military Brotherhood Radio. And be sure that you check out the podcast. The podcast will be available at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, until next Monday, have a safe week. And if you're listening to this Friday, have a safe weekend. And if you're listening to this Sunday, what in the world are you doing? Football's on. You've been listening to the H-Train Show right here on Military Brotherhood Radio. Radio with a reason.